Dan Gordon has been on a listening tour over the past few months. The OFPP administrator wants to know what vendors, agencies, members of Congress, and anyone else who cares would do to increase the oversight of multiple award contracts.
They're broader procurement policy questions that we want to think about in terms of how many GWACs we should have, how many unofficial interagency contracts we should have out there, and whether agencies should have their own agency-specific contracts for the same goods and services.
But in the short term, the decision whether to grant NIH a GWAC is most pressing. Industry sources say Gordon may announce his decision on NIH's CIO SP3 next Wednesday at his listening-only session with Tech America. Regardless, Gordon says his decision will come before the end of the month, and whatever decision he makes should be informed and defensible because he knows the impact it will have on NIH and the vendors.
We want to get a sense for what the benefits are to the agencies, to the buying agencies, to the vendors. We also want to get a sense for what the costs are to the agencies and to the vendors of having multiple contracts out there.
OFPP also wants more information on an existing government-wide and agency-wide MACs.
OMB did an inventory of the various multi-agency or interagency contracts a few years ago. We want to refresh that list. It's actually a subject that we've been discussing. It's difficult to do largely for technical reasons in terms of the way information is captured in the FPDS database, but we do want to refresh that list so we're sure that we understand what is out there.
Gordon says OFPP has not yet asked agencies for information, but plans to do so in the future. In the meantime, the explosion of MACs has captured the attention of Congress, possibly speeding up systematic change. Peter Levine is counsel for the Senate Armed Services Committee. He spoke at a recent Coalition for Government Procurement conference.
The replication of redundant contract vehicles that don't seem to serve any particularly useful purpose for either the government or the contractors is a big problem. Why we would want to have a dozen different contract vehicles, all of which cover the same services mostly, but products and services, and allow in every contractor who seems to have an interest in being in. It doesn't narrow the universe of what the services are that are going to be acquired. It doesn't narrow the universe of providers. It just gives you chaos.
Levine says agencies need to be more selective in developing their MACs.
Those who are entering these contract vehicles are providing an actual value added by identifying a category of services and identifying those providers who are best positioned to do it so that when a user wants to go to that vehicle, they can look at it and say, well, these are the guys who are the five best at this. If you put 100 people on the contract, you haven't provided that service. The user is in the same position he would be if he didn't have the contract vehicle at all. And the same thing from the other side. The guy who gets onto the contract isn't any better off than he was before because he's one of 100. If you want to actually provide a service, we need a much more ordered universe than we have today.
Molly Wilkinson is the counsel for the minority on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Speaking at the same conference, she offers a suggestion for oversight.
There's got to be some sort of traffic cop role, and that's really, we feel, and this is informally, that that's a role that OFPP should be looking at and playing.
Wilkinson explains how this traffic cop role would work.
OFPP to take a holistic look and say, how is this operating? How did these get approved? Why did these move forward? Why are we doing this?
She says the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Ad Hoc Subcommittee on Contracting likely will hold its second hearing on interagency contracting in June. The idea of OFPP playing traffic cop is not new. Under the Bush administration, the office had considered requiring a business case for all new multiple award contracts. Alan Shavakian is the senior vice president for the Professional Services Council and Industry Association.
There's no review. There's no need to circulate to other agencies a proposal that I want to conduct a procurement around information technology. Does anybody else have this need? So an agency can establish its own requirement and contract for its own needs, as long as it's got the money and the resources to do so. Here again, we've got no incentive in the executive branch to look more broadly than fulfilling an individual agency's needs with an individual agency contract.
He says PSC doesn't support full OMB review of MACs, but an inventory of existing multiple award contracts is the first step to getting them under control. Scott Amy is counsel for the Project on Government Oversight. He says that the entire contracting system needs a comprehensive analysis.
We've seen some nibbling around the edges, but I think it's time for either congressional review, a panel review, or even a multi-inspectors general review of the system. We've seen some reports out by GSA, DHS, GAO, but through the years, I don't know if they've come to conclusions based on the current system we have. And as you said, the market changes. There's consolidation in the industry, especially in the IT industry, in a lot of the service sectors. So at that point, where are we currently with the current system that we have? And we need to go back and revisit the benefits of interagency contracts as they were intended, as well as the risks that we know based on a lot of the reports that have come out over the years.
Amy says the government may not need 5 contracts to cover the same ground, but only 2 or 3. And OFPP's Gordon agrees.
Having 100 contracts at all the agencies and then across the agencies that cover the very same things seems to be wasteful for the vendors and not necessarily helpful for the agencies. But going down to 1 and making it mandatory is probably not a useful thing to think about.
Gordon says the end goal of this effort will be to save the government money by reducing or streamlining these repetitive contracts. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.